My name is Kenesha Hill, and the theme of this podcast is crossing boundaries. The definition of a boundary is a line that marks the limits of an area. There are many boundaries that are crossed online that are crossed throughout society. In this podcast, I'll be talking about the boundaries that are crossed by teenagers when it comes to following the rules of their parents. This is a story of where my sister got a tattoo without my mother's acknowledgement. It happened in 1995 when my sister was 14 going on 15. It was around the summertime and she got a tattoo on her leg with the boy's name. Her and her mother both had different perspectives on the situation and they both had their own opinions on the situation as well. In this podcast, I will be interviewing my mother and my sister on the first day.
I didn't know she had one. But I just remember, it was in the summertime, and I kept wondering why she had these long pants on, these hot jeans, in the summertime. And it was burning up hot. She had these long jeans, it was like 90 degrees, and you had these, and that's not how she normally dressed. And it kept going on and on and on. So one time she was upstairs, I guess she couldn't take the heat no longer. Took the pants off, was laying across the bed, trying to cool off a little bit because it's hot. I happened to come past. So the tattoo on her leg, she tried to put it near where your pants be long enough but you can't see it. Enough to recover over your long pants. And I saw that tattoo and I just couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I just went berserk. Real question, like about a tattoo at 14 years old. So that's why I know that was what you call sneaking. She didn't ask me. She wouldn't even ask me nothing like that because she know what my answer would be. I felt very upset. I couldn't believe it. I was very disappointed. I can remember the whole story like it was just yesterday. That's how upset I was. Well, I had her go find a telephone book and go through the book and find something about some removal of tattoos. And she went through the book and found out that it was pretty expensive at that time because that's around the time this was something just coming in. Tattoos been out for, you know, years and years and years, but this was a new thing that was coming out and kids were doing this and I wanted her to look it up to find a way of getting that tattoo removed. I didn't care how much it had cost. We were getting that tattoo removed. So she looked through the yellow pages, had her call it, the set of appointment, had her call a couple of them to see who was the least expensive one. She kept it because it was really expensive. I was going to have her work it off through the summertime with me on her little paid off with her little paid summer jobs. And then it got to the point that I was scared that that may cause cancer. What it was called, some type of laser, what was it, something about some type of removal. And I looked up into it and I didn't trust it. I think it had been more damaging to her than more helping her. So that's why I didn't get it.
What's the tattoo of?
Of her first little boyfriend. So-called a boyfriend. And that's what really made me upset because it was a boy name. Not even her name, she put a boy name on her. So that made it even worse. Came across her mind that she could do something like that. She was trying to do it, I guess, I don't know, being a follower, because that's what other kids were doing. I not known her ever being a follower. I think she really liked this boy. They all had them done at that time. But I even know how I felt about it. And her friends know how I am as well. She was 14. Boy name or not. A tattoo. I was felt the same way. And plus, I also forgot to mention this. I had her, wanted her to take me down to the place where she got it. So I can get investigated on them for letting a 14-year-old get a tattoo. I wanted to go down to the place. Take me where you got this done at. So I can see the one who did this without having a cassette. from a parent, from an adult, 14 years old. That's exactly how old she was. What made them possess them to go ahead and put that on a child? Anything could have went wrong. Oh, we went down there. I don't know what happened after that point. I was gonna say I wanted to go down there. I called the. I did so many things at the same time, but whatever happened, it was up to this point that she still wound up with the tattoo. She know how I felt about the situation. She knew that I was very upset and stayed upset for a long time. But I got over it. But it took a while, a long while.
Because everybody was getting boys' names, and I always wanted to take two, so I figured I might as well just go ahead and get it. And I was basically thinking like, oh my God, but I thought that I can hide it. For some strange reason, I thought I can hide it until I was 18.
So like, what did you think mom was going to do? What do you think she's going to handle if she found out?
I try to block it out. I try not to think what she was going to do because in my mind, I psyched myself out that she was not going to find out. So I never ever thought to the point what would happen if she was to catch it because to me, she wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Didn't your friends try to stop you?
No, because my friends was getting it with me. We all got it. We decided we was going to get tattoos, so we all met up. The girl that was a little bit older than us already knew where to go, where they said they wasn't going to ask for ID. You didn't need a parent or anybody with you. So we decided to go. We went. And I think I kind of went last. I think I went last. I'm not really sure. And after it was done, I went outside, started doing everything as normal, came in as normal. Mom was a little nervous. Actually, I stayed at my mom's that night because she lived in South Philly, and that's where the friends were at. So I stayed down there, and I was down there a lot of the days. So really thought like, oh, God. I felt like I didn't have no worries. And that was that. I was really confused when she found out because I was always on point on hiding it and always was able to hide it until it was one day. It's really hot in the house and I was in my Aunt Doreen's room and I had my leg up and bad enough she didn't like the fact of the boy because it was a boy name. She didn't like him. She didn't care for him at all. She didn't want me to be around him. So she basically was on her way leaving out when she looked at it. And she said, all I'm saying is it better be off time I get home. She must have thought it was like marker or something. And it was like, I looked like I was confused. Like, what did she mean? And then after that, she didn't leave out. She came back up the steps, threw the telephone book and said, I better find tattoo removal, find it, because you're getting it off, and you're punished for the rest of the summer. And then it was like she really flipped out in the beginning. Then, like, later on, after I was on punishment, probably for, like, I don't know how many days, I can't remember, she, like, kind of was disappointed in me and didn't really want to talk that much, but then later on, I felt better, like, now that she knew. It was like, okay, there's nothing I could do. And I felt kind of relieved. Not relieved, but that burden was off my shoulder. What was going to happen? So it was like the punishment was over.
And I still had it. It was like, okay. So, that was it.
Do you regret getting a tattoo?
No. I still have it. And I had it since I was 15. Yeah, I knew. I knew she didn't like him. I knew I couldn't get the tattoo. But it's kind of, to me, was like, I wanted it because at that time, that was the end thing. Everybody had a tattoo. And I just wanted to get it. Not like I was following, but I'm the type of person that I like to do what's in. Like, it doesn't have to be the people I'm with probably don't have to do it, but style, if I like to be not left behind. So whatever shoes is in, I gotta have them. Whatever, I can't be laid back. Or if it's something cute and different, I can get it, but I can't be in something that's past due or corny. So that was the end thing, so I did what everyone was doing. And it do sound like a follower, but I would have been more of an outcast not having one. In my mind, that's what I was thinking. Because everybody was around had them. Everybody talked about them. It was just like, at that age and that time, everybody was getting them.
How old were you?
It was like kind of in between, because I was about to turn 15. It was that summer. So. And I also thought I was hiding it because at that time, it was the summer, and I thought I was going to hide it because I was wearing, you know, into the religion, Muslim, so I always had my clothes covered. So I figured it never was going to be a time where she sees me undressed. So I thought I had it all figured out, and then, even though it crossed my mind every day, like, oh my God, oh my God. But I thought I was going to hold out till I was 18. And then at that point, it's nothing she had told me. But that was a lie, because I stood on punishment when I was 18 for other things. So,
how long did it take for her to find out?
How long did I hate it? A secret?
Yeah.
3 weeks. But it seemed like a real long time. But it was like probably only 3 weeks. I didn't hold it that long. Only 3 weeks. She wouldn't have been as mad if it would have been something like a heart or something like a design. It was the fact that she didn't like me being around this boy. It was a boy's name. I think that's more what the problem was. Like, if I would have got a heart, or if I would have got mom or something like that, she wouldn't have been as mad as she was, I believe.
Take the bass line out. Jiggle. Uh-huh. Bounce.
Let it bump. It's a hard knock life for us. Steady treat it. We get kicked. Steady kisses. We get kicked. It's a hard knock from standing
on the. I want to give a thanks to Naima Martin, my sister, and Laverne Martin, my mother, for letting me interview them, and thank you for listening. All right, bye.